Well, amen. Jenna, you weren't up here a while ago. Come here, please. Your job's simple. Take everything that's left. You're taking all my preaching time. Wait a minute. Do you have a quarter?
Yeah.
Let's hear what it sounds like when it hits. Throw a quarter in there. That was a quarter. Did y'all hear that? You got a dime? Throw it in there. You got a penny? Ah, very good. Throw it in there. You don't get to keep all this. You got a nickel? Wow, there was only one nickel in the whole pile, I think. Let's hear what that sounds like. All right, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't lean on that when it's in the wrong spot. How many did I tell you two that you could have? They earned their money. They had to walk around this room in front of all you people staring at them. Was that worth a quarter a trip? Okay. So you got one quarter every time, didn't you? Or one coin, I should say. Most of them were quarters in there. Okay. And was it you two? I told you how many? Two times. I gave them twice as much as you. Okay. And I had two or three others. Where are they at? How many did I give you? You got three. So you earned three for every trip around. Except you didn't get your last payday. You didn't come and get it. Okay. There's some lessons to be learned here. Do you think it's fair I gave them three and you only one? Tell me the truth. You don't think it's fair, okay? Do you think it's fair that I gave them only one and gave you two and they got three? You don't think it's fair? Oh, we're going to ask the other three. Do you think it's fair you got three? By the way, kids, that's your money. That is your money. Ready? It's for you to keep. Okay? And I'm going to do something right now. You got a decision to make. You can bring a coin or two or three or whatever you want. Throw it in the thing, go be seated. You don't even have to get up. I'm not going to condemn you either way. Oh, well. Anybody else wants to get on this, you can do it. So, you know what a quarter sounds like? You know what a dime sounds like? Eh? Kind of know the penny and a dime, a little bit difference, nickel, a little bit difference. So, any of you going to come? Just throw them in one at a time, whoever's coming. If you don't want to come, that's fine. Okay. Anybody else? Look at him hold that sack in his shirt. Oh, we got an extra one. Soundless money we like, okay. Okay. Is there anybody else? Are we done? It's yours. I'm not making you, I'm just asking. Okay. Who has money left? Huh? All of you have money left? Okay. All of you do? Lainey, you have any money left? What? No. Isn't that interesting? Who gave the most? You heard him hit. Who gave the most? It's interesting. We look at things different than the world looks at. First of all, God owns everything, and he gives to each of us severally as he will. Whether it be finances or our talents or abilities. Okay? And whatever it is, whether it be much or little, that becomes our responsibility. Okay? And we have the privilege to give back to him. And who gives the most? Well, let's look in the book of Mark this morning. Chapter number 12, and let's notice something. Now, let me ask every one of you here this morning, were you watching as they came up here? Were you watching? Who remembers who came first? You were watching. Who was the last one up? Caitlin? Okay. Who put in a soundless amount? Lady. She wasn't even a part of what my little experiment here. But she makes a point very, very vividly. Okay. How much you got left, Katie? You got 75 cents? Okay, how much you got left? Same. What?
Same.
The same? Okay, 75. What you got left? What's that?
150.
150. Do you know how much you got left? $350. Well, you must have been making the trips. Did you get a little side loan from somebody on the way around? How many you got left? $4. How many you got left, buddy?
75 cents.
75 cents. Okay, how much you got left?
275.
From that who, we already know, Lainey, who's second place on what's left? Yeah, I think it goes over here. Okay. Let's look what God says. Very interesting. Chapter number 12, the book of Mark, verse number 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. Who was rich in this crowd that cast in much? Well, you might not remember. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in what? Two mites. That doesn't even make a penny in our money. It's so small that we could probably throw rocks in there and be worth more. It says, which make a farthing, and he called unto him his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. You know the answer now, don't you? For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Okay. Lainey by her mouth said, I gave it all. Matter of fact, she didn't even earn that. I imagine mom or dad gave that to her. Am I right? Okay. She was trying to get a 20, but he only gave her a dollar. Jesus watched, and he saw how much they had left. God measures differently than you and I do. Isn't that true? God measures us by what he has given us and how much is left over. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for each one here. We pray for your blessing as we look into your word. And Lord God, give us important lessons for life. Help us understand that we're not all the same. You don't treat all of us the same in respect of material goods or life or any of that. But you have for each of us as you so desire, because you're a sovereign God. But at the same time, O Lord, we know that you expect the same out of each of us. It has simply to be faithful. So God, bless and work in these moments, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody can contribute. Is that not true? Matter of fact, others could have gotten up and came down and contributed, as Lainey did. All are important to the Lord. He sat across from there and watched. It's interesting, the Bible speaks a great deal about giving. It's referenced some 2,000 times in the Word of God. Twice as much as the love of God. Isn't that interesting? Leviticus, we find, is seemingly taken up by the idea of offerings. Over and over it speaks of it. And I find something very curiously interesting in the book of Deuteronomy. As God shows worship and giving together. In chapter 26 of that book, in verse 10, it says, "And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt sit before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God." When we give, it's a worship. It's saying, "God, you gave me this. I want you to understand. I appreciate it. I give it back." As you entered the temple, in those days, you would go through the women's court. That was an area as far as that a woman could go. It was here that the treasury was kept. Matter of fact, there were 13 receptacles that were basically a box with a funnel, like a metal piece. It was called a trumpet. And so when you put your coins in, much like you could hear the coins going into this bowl, it could be heard by those that were standing round about. 9 of those containers were for tithes. 4 of them were for freewill offerings. And it is here that the Lord Jesus Christ took up a position to watch people give. Before we get to that spot in this chapter, we find that it is filled with confrontation with the religious leaders. We find that the question of paying taxes is brought up in verse 14 to 17. And it's with the Pharisees that he has to tell them that, look at the coin and see whose image is upon it. We find the Sadducees bringing the next question, and they say there's a woman. Her husband died, and there were 7 brothers. And according to the law, the next brother would have to take her, and he died, and the next one would have to take her, and he died. I don't know if that was me and I was the woman. If I was the next guy in line, I'd be thinking about not marrying her. But we find that they ask him that question. And thus he gives really a very important lesson to the Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection. We find also, just previous to what we read here, the inquiry by the scribe of what is the most important command. And of course we know that to be that we ought to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. And then we find that God is interested in our giving. And I believe that he was trying to show through this particular time, especially to his disciples, the hypocrisy of the leadership in the land of Israel. And so we find the Lord Jesus Christ watched who gave. These were not silent offerings. And the size of the coin and the number could be fairly easily distinguished. Remember what it says, though, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." It's interesting there, he says, you're not to make a big deal of it. But here we find the Lord standing over against and watching as they gave. This is where their worship began. And the Lord wants us to understand by having this recorded. Here were people who said they loved God, but in essence, they had so much left over that he showed to them that this poor widow woman was the one who really showed her love the greatest. She gave all that she had. Though giving is personal, it is also somewhat public, because worship should always incorporate others. It's interesting, Luke chapter 8 says, "And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance." As they fell, and please don't misunderstand, as they fell in love with Jesus, and I'm not talking about this stupidity that goes on in our world today and trying to make like that David was a homosexual because he loved a man. I think people will get their heads out of the garbage when they start reading the Word of God. And so we find that here were those who loved the Lord Jesus Christ and they ministered unto him. Our worship is always going to be our ministry. It's a part of us and a part of as we give. We notice also he watched how they gave. And God is watching how we give. Is it with humility or is it with pride? I think most of all, is it grudgingly or is it gratefully? As the Lord deals with what I would describe as faith promise in 2 Corinthians 9, he says this, "And every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth what? A cheerful giver." God's watching how we give. Is it cheerfully? Is it because we have a great desire to show our honor and our reverence unto the Lord? Interesting thoughts. He watched also how much they gave. He commended on how much was left, not how much was given. He commended her because she gave it all. You know, the Bible doesn't say, we don't find any record of what took place in this woman's life, but I believe, according to the Word of God, that we cannot outgive God, and somehow God took care of this woman. And her needs were met. Like the widow woman in the time of Elijah, and as she dipped into that barrel of meal, and every time she did, there was another bit for another meal. God somehow made that available. And the amount that we retain afterwards is really what the standards are in heaven. That's how God looks at how much we gave. You see, her giving demanded faith because there was nothing that was going to be left over. Again, going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality." He said they were poor. They were in a horrible mess, and yet they were liberal with what they had. For to their power I bear record, and yea, beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty, that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. It's not my thought today to go into faith promise, but certainly we find some tremendous words here as we note that they gave and they had to believe God to supply their need. By the way, you go to Philippians and we find there, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Read the context, it's talking about giving and God taking care of us. He watches how much we give. He watches how much we have left over. And I bring all that up to say this. God gave us everything. God gave us life. God gave us abundant life if we'll receive it. And God has available for us eternal life. He gave it all. And you and I can have eternal life simply because he gave. See, what did he give? He gave the price of our sin for us. The price of my sin, I find from the Word of God, is to die and head to an eternal hell. I think the worst part of that whole business is not spending eternity in hell, but spending it away from God. Without the presence and the pleasures of Almighty God. Completely devoid of anything that is good. Did you know the word good is derived out of the word God? God is good. And you and I, we are the benefactors of his giving to us everything. You and I have the privilege to worship him then for his great selflessness. And you and I, we can give a proportion of ours that others might hear the blessed good news of Jesus Christ. And so when you and I give of our finances, when you and I give of ourselves, when you and I give of our time and our talents, it has a purpose. And it's the same purpose when Jesus gave himself. And that is that people might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I find it a tremendous subject as we stop and consider that God watches. God watches. I think God wants to find out what kind of heart we have. We know what kind of heart he had. For God so loved, he what? Gave. Do you ever think about that little word, so? It's two letters. It's one of the smallest words in the English language. And yet that word is infinite. So much. Where does it stop? It doesn't have a stopping point. And because he so loved, he what? He gave. Every parent in this room that loves their children, they give. They give of themselves, they give of their time, they give of their substance because there's a love there. And by the way, that reciprocates as a child loves their parent. And that is the propelling interest in God and in us. When we love God, we give to God. When we love people, we give to people. God loves us, and he gave us everything. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. And all I have to do is receive it. These guys work for it. They had to walk around this room and earn it. Well, that ain't much earning. How many of you would have done it if I'd asked you? during a song service walk around the room? Are you kidding? Not one of them questioned me. They did it. And that was the earnings. Did it seem fair? No. No. But there are some people who have been enjoying heaven already for a long time, and we haven't gotten there yet. Is that fair? It's God's business. We need to get off of the idea of fair and recognize it's all grace. We ought to be thankful for whatever it is that God brings our way. How much money you got now? That's more than you had when you walked in. If you go across the way, you can buy yourself a pub. Right? It's yours. What do you got left? Oh, you can buy two of them. Okay. Wow. It's there. Wow. What do you got left? 150? I was going to say you could buy me a tie, but you better have more than $1.50. You might be able to buy a piece of string. It's His business what comes to us. And sometimes we look at some Christians and we get jealous of them. We think, they have so much more than I do. And sometimes we look at people in the world and we think, my goodness, look how much they have. And I'm serving God and here I am about starving to death. It's God's business. Always be thankful for what God has given you. Amen? He didn't have to give you anything. Did you get anything this morning? No. You could have, by the way. I want to use you for a moment. You could have come, couldn't you? And you chose not to. No offense to you, but that's what a lot of people do when it comes to the Lord. They choose not to. And I don't know your reason why you didn't, but many times, it might have been your reason, we're embarrassed. Believe me, I would have probably stayed there. See what I'm saying? So all these young people become great illustrations to us this morning. And I guess what we come down to is God has given to you eternal life. Are you going to accept it or are you going to sit there? Christian, God has given you abilities and substance. You're going to use it for Him or for yourself? It's all your choice. What are you going to do with it? God has given some of you tremendous abilities. Didn't you like that song this morning? Love hearing those three guys sing. I love listening to men sing. And I don't know, it excites my soul. There's something about it. When I was in Bible school, I joined a men's choral group just so I could sing with them. You know what that guy told me and two other guys? He said, we go out and we sing in public. You guys just mouth the words. I'm serious. That's what he said. But I got to go. And I got to hear it. Oh, God's got so much for us. And too many times we spend our time thinking it's not fair. Or we're too greedy with it, we don't allow it to expand itself into other areas. It's amazing. Some work for it. By the way, you don't work for your salvation. Jenna's a picture of that. She just got to get what was left up there. Oh, for illustration, I got a little bit back out of her, but I didn't see her come back up anymore after that. Now she'll be ashamed to be coming up here and dumping it all in there. It's not my reason, okay? Where'd she go? Oh, okay. Thought she went to the bank already. I didn't know. She is your daughter. Let's let these things soak in and let God have his way. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your unspeakable gift. Thank you for Jesus Christ who gave himself for us. Thank you for the privilege we have to give of our substance, of ourselves. And Lord, that we might do so out of a loving heart, one that does so joyfully, cheerfully. And oh God, we pray that certainly through it that others might hear the wonderful great news of Christ. I pray for your working in these moments. There may be one in our midst that doesn't know you, Savior. If they were to die today, they don't know if they'd go to heaven. God, I pray they might see that you paid the price for them, that they might receive that. Lord, we know it's by faith, because unlike these young folks had something put in their hand, that goes to our heart. And Lord God, that we might inspect our hearts, that we might realize that you're watching us, and you're watching how we use everything you've given to us. Lord, bless and work in these moments. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.